on the radio. If you want to keep live, independent, community-driven radio on the air, it's important that you call us. You don't hear commercials here. You do not hear commercials on this station. Three times a year, we have a pledge drive. Give us a call, 877-500-5266, or go online, kboo.fm, and continue to keep this community treasure on the air.
Maybe you're new to town, in which case, welcome, and we are happy to have you here. But this is a resource you may not have if you moved from Chicago like my parents just did. There's no community radio station in Chicago, but this is how we keep the community vital. So if you're new to town, this is your opportunity to be a member at $5 or $10 or $20 a month, kboo.fm, or toll free, 877-500-5266.
You are listening to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bare Bones, located at 2900 Southeast Belmont Street, serving traditional American breakfast and lunch with the view of a gallery of local artists rotating monthly, open early morning to late night. Lunch was provided by Daily Cafe, located in the Pearl at 902 Northwest 13th Avenue. With local ingredients, Daily Cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and wine spirits, open 7 days a week from early morning to late lunch. Dinner was provided by Nel Centro, located in the Theater and Arts District at 1408 Southwest 6th Avenue. Nel Centro serves food from the French and Italian Riviera with a spacious year-round patio and private dining and meeting rooms. More information is available at nelcentro.com. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meetings policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The Finance Committee meets the fourth Monday of every month at 4:30 p.m.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bare Bones, located at 2900 Southeast Belmont Street, serving traditional American breakfast and lunch with the view of a gallery of local artists rotating monthly, open early morning to late night. Lunch was provided by Daily Cafe, located in the Pearl at 902 Northwest 13th Avenue. With local ingredients, Daily Cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and wine spirits. Open 7 days a week from early morning to late lunch. Dinner was provided by Nel Centro, located in the Theater and Arts District at 1408 Southwest 6th Avenue. Nel Centro serves food from the French and Italian Riviera with a spacious year-round patio and private dining and meeting rooms. More information is available at nelcentro.com. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
An audit has found that Oregon's Department of Education has failed to make a dent in the state's dismal high school graduation rates. Oregon's high school graduation rate is one of the worst in the nation. Almost a quarter of high school students dropped out of school last year. That's 6 percentage points below the national average. That means 1 in 5 public high school students in Oregon don't graduate within 4 years. The Associated Press reports that the Secretary of State said today, quote, significant work is needed, end quote, if Oregon wants to improve the number of high schoolers graduating within 4 years. The audit found the state only implemented fewer than half of the recommendations issued in a response to a 2017 audit. That audit found the Department of Education wasn't doing enough to support low-income and transfer students.
Proposed construction of a new soccer stadium for the Portland Timbers was debated today at Portland City Council. KBOO's Jason Shermans made this audio collage of what happened.
The Portland City Council focused their attention today on the $85 million renovation to Providence Park. Several potential downsides to the renovation were discussed today, including the impacts of noise, litter, light pollution, etc. Chief among the concerns of residents and council members is the impact on traffic that the 4,000 additional seats will bring into the area. Northwest District Association board member Phil Sellinger was quite critical of the Providence Park Comprehensive Transportation Management Plan.
The much-anticipated Providence Park CTMP is a disappointment. It fails to capture an opportunity to truly advance creative, effective, and sustainable strategies for moving people to and from Timbers games and other Providence Park events. The plan projects the percentage of event attendees arriving by transit to actually decrease in 2019, while we expect 1,200 additional cars to arrive and further contribute to congestion and already severe parking pressures. The Timbers need to have more skin in the game. Some examples might include aggressively promoting the city's smart park garages with deep garage and max discounts, perhaps with shuttle buses to supplement the max service, providing real-time garage capacity information, promotion of TriMet's 9,000 park and ride spaces along the max light rail system.
Commissioners Hardesty and Udaly shared similar concerns.
I want to make it clear that I don't want to support or encourage habits that run counter to our goals around decreasing congestion and pollution and climate change. And I just want to go on record as saying I would love to work with the Timbers on leveraging their incredible fan base and getting to some more kind of desirable outcomes with transportation, which weirdly, in an age where we have technology that should make carpooling easier than ever, is declining, is the only mode of transportation that's in a decline. And so I would love to see that, whether it is individual fans getting together or using the TNC carpooling, because TNCs are not much more desirable than single-occupant vehicles. It's 2019, and we apparently have 10 to 12 years to divert climate catastrophe, so I just want to put a little more pressure on you guys to be less interested in what the fans currently want and more interested in how you can change their habits. because everyone wants, well, not everyone, but most people obviously want to drive their single occupant vehicle, and that is unsustainable.
I share Commissioner Udaly's concerns about adding parking spaces at a time when we're moving towards a more energy efficient future. And I cannot support expanding parking when what we should be doing is expanding other opportunities. I understand that TriMet is being helpful by putting additional MAX light rail trains on game day, but I think that we need to be really creative about what else we can do other than adding parking spots.
Phil Olmstead, who is one of the authors of the Comprehensive Transportation Management Plan, had this to say in defense of the plan.
I'd emphasize a couple of things about the mode splits. They are a starting point. They're based on our best available data and a number of assumptions about how fans travel to the stadium. As we do additional monitoring as what's planned for and called for in the CTMP, we think we can recalibrate these numbers and again revisit these on a year-to-year basis and make sure we're making progress. Part of the nature of these plans is that they take time to get going and iron out all the details. As the season takes shape, as fan behavior solidifies, fan travel behavior, and ultimately what we found to be most successful with these types of plans are institutions or venues that adopt a test and learn approach, see what fans are responding to, what they're not responding to, and modify our toolbox as we move along.
The Providence Park renovation is on schedule to be completed June 1st. More information can be found at www.timbers.com. For KBOO News, this is Jason Shermans.
Activists are analyzing the role of controversial security corporation G4S within the city of Portland. The multinational corporation is contracted to provide security guards in City Hall and TriMet, but the company has been linked to human rights abuses here and abroad. Meanwhile, city officials have opened a bidding process for a new security company. Joining us live in the studio tonight to talk about all that is Rod Such. He is agitating with the Occupation Free Portland Coalition against G4S in Portland. Thanks for being here tonight, Rod.
Thank you.
First off, who is working with you in the Occupation Free Portland Coalition?
Okay, Occupation Free Portland is a coalition of peace, social justice, and human rights organizations. And some of the members, for example, of the coalition are Jewish Voice for Peace, Democratic Socialist of America, and the United Church of Christ Palestine Israel Network, and the Lutherans for Justice in the Holy Land. So our focus is on Palestinian rights, but we consider ourselves a human rights coalition. And we're basically a combination of religious and secular organizations.
And Rod, who or what is G4S Security?
Well, G4S is a global security corporation. It's headquartered in the United Kingdom. It happens to be the largest private employer in the world due to the fact that security functions are increasingly outsourced in the West and other industrialized countries.
So as far as you know, which agencies in Portland currently contract with G4S Security?
It's not so much agencies as it is the fact the city itself contracted with G4S to provide security for city-owned buildings. And then separately, TriMet has its own contract with G4S to provide security for TriMet properties.
And just really quickly before we go on, so city-owned buildings, talk about
that. They would include the Plymouth Building, which is right next to City Hall, and City Hall itself. So in effect, they are providing security for the offices of all the different councilors in City Hall and the mayor.
And why do you see this as problematic, these contracts?
Well, it's problematic because Portland is a sanctuary city, and yet we are contracting with a company that works for and with ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and also with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. So G4S does all the transportation of immigrant detainees and asylum seekers for these U.S. federal agencies. And it's involved in the human rights abuses against these migrants and asylum seekers.
So talk a little more about that as far as these human rights abuses that we're aware of.
Well, for example, the American Civil Liberties Union has filed suit against ICE because of a recent incident in Northern California where G4S was transporting 9 women, immigrant detainees, from Northern California to an ICE facility in Bakersfield, California. These women were held in a van that had no windows and apparently no air conditioning in the summer, and they were held in that van for 24 hours. The women, some of the women reported that they felt that they were about to die because the conditions inside the van were so bad. And the ACLU, in the lawsuit that it filed against ICE, pointed out that the women were treated, quote, like cargo, with no regard for their health, safety, or human rights. And when you look again also at the contract with U.S. Customs and Border Protection, there's no way that this company could not have been involved and complicit in the separation of families, because that's what the Trump policy was. And that meant transporting people who were being separated from each other.
And as far as G4S's tenure in Portland, this isn't something new, right? Can you talk a little bit about the history of them at City Hall?
So the current contract with G4S began 5 years ago. And even then, that should have been known that it had been accused of human rights abuses, not only in this country, but elsewhere in the world. In particular, 5 years ago, G4S held a contract with the Israeli Prison Service. And as part of that contract, they became complicit in the human rights abuses that occurred in the Israeli prison system, which includes torture of prisoners, it includes the detention of children, and it includes something called administrative detention, where Palestinian prisoners have been held indefinitely without trial, some for as long as 2 years. So 5 years ago, this situation was known. Their human rights record was documented. It was out there. And I think what this points to is a fundamental problem with the whole city's procurement policy and process. There is no mechanism for the city to, or for the community for that matter, to provide input about companies that are potentially bidding on city contracts and yet have been known to be involved in accusations of human rights abuses.
And we've seen press reports that the cost of security at City Hall is skyrocketing. What is the dynamic there, Rod? Why are these costs going up so dramatically, in your opinion?
It's true. Willamette Week reported that there was more than a 50% increase in the G4S contract over the five-year period. I think that's largely because they hired more security guards than they anticipated, but a $3.5 million increase is pretty significant.
Absolutely, and we're running out of time quickly here, unfortunately, but in the last 30 seconds, what should people listening to this broadcast do if they feel really strongly about the issues you're raising here?
We would like people to contact every city councilor and let them know that the G4S contract should not be renewed. And we would like people to tell the city council that we need explicit human rights criteria outlined in the city's procurement policy. The city's made great progress, actually, along these lines, but there is still no explicit criteria for human rights or a process for community input.
Great. Thank you so much, Rod. That was Rod Such with the Occupation Free Portland Coalition. Connect with the coalition online at occupationfreepdx.org. You are listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. We'd like to remind you that you can call to renew your KBOO membership or become a member at any time during this program by calling 877-500-5266. Stay tuned at 6 for an hour-long special edition of Free Culture Radio, and at 7, it's Combined Culture Radio. The weather tonight will be partly cloudy with patchy fog and a low of 49. And tomorrow it will get up to 72. Yes, 72, with patchy fog giving way to mostly sunny skies. Today in history, in 2014, Nobel Prize-winning novelist Gabriel Garcia Marquez, author of 100 Years of Solitude and Love in the Time of Cholera, died in his Mexico City home at the age of 87. The quote of the day is from Garcia Marquez, "It is not true that people stop pursuing dreams because they grow old. They grow old because they stop pursuing dreams." Protesters with the climate rebellion today glued themselves to the top of a train and shut down major traffic routes. The situation prompted authorities there to shut down the Wi-Fi network in the underground metro system to stop activists from communicating. In its third day, the climate rebellion in London has so far resulted in 340 arrests. The police have imposed a 24-hour ban on protesting in Parliament Square after protesters blocked roads nearby. A ban on demonstrating has also been renewed for 3 more days at Oxford Circus, while a prohibition at Waterloo Bridge remains active.
Federal authorities today charged 60 people nationwide for their roles in the illegal prescription and distribution of millions of pills containing opioids and other dangerous drugs. Those charged included 31 doctors. A doctor from Dayton, Ohio, stands accused of trading sex for drugs. U.S. Attorney for Eastern Kentucky Robert Duncan called the doctors involved, quote, white-coated drug dealers. According to the federal government, there are more than 70,000 drug overdoses since 2017, for a rise of 21.7 per 100,000 people. West Virginia and Ohio have regularly been among the states with the highest overdose deaths as the opioid crisis has swelled in recent years. Most of those charged came from the 5 strike force states of Alabama, Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, and West Virginia. One person each was also arrested in Pennsylvania and Louisiana.
Attorney General William Barr last night reversed a previous Justice Department ruling that allowed asylum seekers to be released on bond, which could cause the indefinite detention of thousands. The old ruling had only applied to those who had crossed the border between official entry points and asked for asylum. Those using entry points had no option of a bond release. Barr said such people can be held in immigration detention until their cases conclude, which could take 2 years or more, or if the Department of Homeland Security grants them parole. The ACLU said it will sue the administration, stating that our Constitution does not allow the government to lock up asylum seekers without basic due process. Also, a judge has overruled the recent court ruling against Trump's policy of making asylum seekers wait in Mexico. So that will be happening again, putting more people at risk in border towns like Tijuana and Juarez.
KBOO News poet Dan Raphael keeps seeing patterns and more questions.
It only took 4 days for the new Secretary of the Interior, fresh from the interior of the oil industry, to merit investigation. In Paris, President Macron said all France must unite, so take off those yellow vests and shut up. Did I mistranslate that? When Nancy Pelosi says Democrats must hold the center, she doesn't mean the center of the people, but the center of the money. And Nancy, there's a lot more than four folks in Congress agreeing with AOC and the majority of Americans on Medicare for all, higher taxes on the rich, etc. Still, the media reminds us that the most important thing about the presidential hopefuls is how much money they raise. Won't they have to pay it back? Tomorrow, Barr releases the Mueller report. Will the redacts outnumber the facts? Next week will be the DOJ's redacted declaration of dependence. We hold these truths. All men are created and endowed by their creator with life and the purchase of happiness. Trump's newest tweet was a takeout order from McDonald's, which was immediately withdrawn as classified information. For Poetic Justice, this is Dan Raphael.
For how long?
And how's it going? We are here at the KBOO Pledge Drive, and we have some awesome volunteers. How's it going, guys?
Hey, it's going along. We've been getting calls, and we want some more calls, and we want some clicks, too, online at kboo.fm.
Yes, just go online. It's so easy. Or pick up the phone, 877-500-5266. We have a bunch of awesome volunteers here.
Including the redoubtable phone. York Jones. You've doubted him once. You should doubt him again. And I'm Conch. I'm here with you to...
I redoubt it.
Yeah, to let you know that there is a match. There is a one-for-one match.
That's
so
right.
You can double your money, double your pleasure, double your fun by calling...
877-500-5266. If you call in the next half hour, we have a $250 match. That is every dollar you pledge up to $250, we will double that. So if you pledge $1, it becomes $2. It's simple math. Give us a call, 877-500-5266, or go online, kboo.fm. And I'd like to thank the anonymous donor who is giving us the match.
Simple math was my best subject in school.
I wasn't even good at simple math.
877-500-KBOO is the toll-free number. And you can hear the volunteers behind us. They are happily taking pledges and memberships and support from the folks in the community. And that's that could be you. Maybe it is already you, in which case I would suggest take the opportunity of this match time and get a gift membership for a dad or a grad or a mom, somebody in your life who's got a special day coming up. They would love to get a gift membership from KBOO, and maybe they'd like a KBOO radio t-shirt to go along with it for just $6.25 a month. That's a $75 a year pledge of support at kboo.fm or toll free 877-500-KBOO.
Which is 5266 in simple math terms. Or we have something else that's great. We got the KBOO Black Beanie, $5 a month. One size fits all. Keep your ears warm while you're listening to KBOO. Keep those ears warm so you can hear the news. You're listening. This is community news, independent news. You're not going to hear some talking head interviewing some people who aren't experts about their opinion about something that really isn't real. You're going to hear people answering real questions from you.
Yeah, you heard from City Hall today on the news. That was pretty amazing.
Right.
All of the serious issues that are going on around stadium parking and things like that, things that will affect you.
And that's local. And we do that because we can, because we don't have to put up profits. We don't have to put profits before people. In fact, we're exactly the opposite. We put people before profits. We do not have commercials. We have no corporate sponsorship. We have no advertising. We're volunteers. We are you, Community Radio, 877-500-5266. Go online, kboo.fm, click donate. We're in our 51st year.
Yeah, we
51
are.
51 years old.
I know.
I remember when radio was mono.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we don't move as fast as we did, but, you know, we're actually, I think, wiser than ever.
Yes.
Is what I would say about being.
And we have the gray hairs to prove it.
That's right. But hey, you know, you can get a, speaking of 50, you can get a 50-50 match. You put up 50 cents, you get 50 cents added during this next half hour. So call and get your dollar for dollar, $5, $10, $20 match into a $10, $20, $40 donation to KBOO at 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266. And news from the Boo will include Mike Crenshaw talking with a young filmmaker. It's an amazing, amazing thing that's coming up. This is, again, about local culture, local news, local people, things that are happening in your community that you should know about. It's not just blockbusters. It's people coming up in the community, people that we will be proud of 10 or 20 years down the line. But right now, we should be proud of them right now.
All right, Mike Crenshaw, a local Portland hip-hop artist, also was the station manager here at KBOO. Support, this is all community, 877-500-5266.
Good evening. You are listening to another episode of News from the Boo. And this is during our membership drive, so by all means, pick up that phone and give us a ring down here at KBOO, and become a member today or go to kboo.fm and join KBOO now. This is Mike Crenshaw bringing you news from in and around the KBOO community on a regular basis. And today I have a very special guest, a returning guest, Angie Jimenez, who is a student at Alliance at Benson. And Angie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, so we're here to talk about, we talked a few months back about this film project that you're doing, and now you've completed the film project, and you're actually going to be premiering it at the Mission Theater this week.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous, but yeah, we're doing it.
So do you remember, I remember when we talked before, we were talking about what the project was about, and your Mayan heritage, and specifically your Mayan heritage, tracing it back to the village that your family is from. And at that time, the film wasn't done yet. Well, what can you tell us?